Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Joanne, with the dating world, this is weird. What's up?
I'm newly divorced and trying to get back in the dating game, so that's weird, but I'm a little confused about how dating works now.
Ooh, tell us. I love hearing what it's like. I've been out of the game for 20 years.
Well, I matched with a guy online, and he's moved me on to the quote-unquote next round. So I guess I feel flattered that he wants to meet me in person. And I can also appreciate that he doesn't want to, like, mess around and waste time texting and chatting on the phone or whatever.
Oh, the next round, like you're on a reality show.
What, is this The Bachelor?
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling, like, because it gets weirder, okay? He's asked me out for coffee on Saturday afternoon.
Ooh, afternoon.
Oh, that's never good.
But it's on a Saturday, so that's kind of good. Okay.
So I'm just like, okay, what's the worst that can happen? I'm trying to put myself out there. So I'm like, yes, wonderful, looking forward to it. Honestly, I like a man who knows what he wants. But then he informed me that he will be meeting with a number of ladies for coffee dates on the same day at the same place. Like, back-to-back dates. He's like, I just don't want you to feel weird when you, like, see me meeting with another woman before you and then someone comes in after you. So I'm kind of awkwardly like, okay, thanks for the heads up. And he's like, oh, I'm so glad you're cool with all this.
That is so weird to do it. I don't know that this is what dating is like today.
I don't think so.
I think this is really abnormal to do this. I mean, be discreet. If you're going to meet with somebody else, you know, have a good excuse. Oh, I got to go home to let the dog out, right?
Yeah.
Been nice to meet you. And then, scurry off to the next date.
Yeah, do what regular people do.
Yeah, hide it.
I mean, I'm glad he's being honest about it, really. Like, I'd rather he just be open about it, but it does feel super weird. And it gets even weirder when a couple hours later, I just get a text out of the blue that says, here you go, with a D-pic.
Oh. Here you go?
Like, you asked for it?
Coffee speed dating into a D-pic.
I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, that wasn't for you. And I'm like, well, who's it for then? And I guess one of his other Saturday dates said she wanted to see more of his body, so they sent mirror pictures back and forth. And after he explained, he kept saying how sorry he was, and like, I would never send you an unsolicited picture like that. I feel terrible. But then he joked that he was about to make it even weirder.
What?
So he wanted to give me a heads up that his daughter was going to be there on Saturday, and she'll be sitting at another table in the coffee shop with her headphones on because she wants to be included, and he wants to, like, be able to introduce her right away if he finds someone he likes to make sure she approves, I guess.
This is so transactional. It's not romantic.
No.
It's not special. It's just so business. Ugh.
Yes.
That's kind of how I'm feeling about it. I mean, I gather that he's, like, a very busy professional. Like, I'm kind of getting the impression he's, like, a high-level executive or maybe a physician, and he just doesn't have time to go on a bunch of dates and dinners. So he keeps apologizing and saying that he knows how weird it is, but he just doesn't have time to do it another way. I like that he's not being sneaky about it. Like, I'd rather he tell me all this up front.
Yeah.
But it just is so weird. Like, do I give it a pass and at least meet him, or is this just too weird and I should just call it quits before we even get started?
Well, I guess it really depends on how good that mirror selfie was.
That's what I'm saying.
I wanted to ask.
Clearly, you had to like it if you're even pondering it.
If I'm being honest, it would definitely be an upgrade from what I've been working with the past few years.
Wow.
Cha-ching.
Well, I think we have our answer then. Come on. I think listeners are going to want to say, yes, you have to meet him just so that you can give us a follow-up and tell us what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's in a public place. It can't go too horribly wrong, I guess.
What a story. This is just wild. I don't know. Maybe people are going to say, no, this is totally normal. Let's go to Sue in St. Paul. You think that he sent the D-pic on purpose?
Oh, absolutely. He wanted to see her reaction and how far he can go.
Oh.
I think he's just being too forward, too quick. To each their own. If she's okay with it, that's on her. But I think he's creepy.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. I get a weird vibe from this from the get-go. So you wouldn't go on the date?
Absolutely not.
Say, no, I am not a part of your cattle call.
I know. It is weird. I never even thought about the picture.
Yeah.
Being on purpose, it makes it even more weird.
Oops. And by the way, how do you accidentally text a D-pic to somebody and go, oh my gosh, complete accident. Like it's something that's so normal for you to do.
Well, and how many people in that first instance of already being weirded out by his dating preferences and how he's going to set this all up goes, I do need to see a D-pic just to make sure things are going to be okay.
Selfishly, I want her to go just for the story.
Me
but
too.
I mean, we got to think what's right for her. Octasia, you're in St. Paul. Would you go on the date?
I most definitely would go on the date because he was upfront and honest. And I do see like the high level executive or doctor's position out there. The D pick was a little, that's a little much. But if he's upfront and honest and letting her know and she's cool with it, then that's the best thing is transparency.
I mean, it's pretty bold of a woman to be like, well, I'll meet you, but I want to see kind of like a picture of you. Do you work out a lot? I want to see how physically fit you are. And then maybe it got to be a lot of back and forth. And then she sent some cleave shots and he's like,
I'll just go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little much for me personally. But I don't know, man, if he was honest, I think I would just do it. I'd go for it.
What's the harm, I guess? It's 45 minutes of your life, and it might make for a good story later, huh?
That's what I'm thinking.
Nick's and Egan, this is a no-go. Why?
Because you have to start the romance early. If it's just transactional, you're not going to get that spark, and it's not going to be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, think about what dating, you know, exclusively would look like if this is how it starts.
Yeah, it's probably all going to be laid out like that.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he's not going to be romancing you in any way, shape, or form.
7:15, we will make Sweet Passionate Love. And then 7:55, we will have a sandwich afterwards and drift off to sleep.
Amen.
So, Nick, you say don't go on the date, huh?
No, not at all. If you don't get romance in there, it's not going to pretty much end well.
Oh, okay. All right. Nick is putting the kibosh on this. Thank you. Candace is in Crystal. Would you go on the date or is this a list?
I would definitely list them.
Really? I'm so surprised that you're not curious because we could do a follow-up with her, you know.
Yes.
I mean, we could do a follow-up, but then wouldn't that kind of be a little bit selfish just for the views?
No.
I mean.
Yes and no.
I mean, I'm with it as far as, you know, finding out where it goes, but at the same time, like if you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for a romance, why go about it the business way?
Yeah.
You don't go to work to find a relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
Everyone's being so reasonable this morning.
Wow. You guys are. I mean, I'm impressed, and we probably need to hear it because we are on the other side.
Giving me 50 Shades of Grey vibes.
Now that doesn't suck. He ends up being romantic in the end.
Dez. He's interviewing for a mom.
Oh, no.
Think about that.
Oh.
He's totally looking for daycare. He wants a woman who's going to take care of his kid. That is totally it.
Well, then why would he be finding somebody, though, that has, like, jobs and, like, I don't know.
Oh, but still, someone to help him raise his daughter. Where's mom in this picture?
Yeah, why would the daughter be there?
Unless he has her full time.
Oh, yeah. See, and I don't think he's divulged any of those details about his life.
Oh, man.
I think you have to go and figure out what this is all about. Come on.
Okay,
Come on.